now?
It started. Yes, here we are.
It did.
EV, no, it's not. It's, what is it? CalIS. You tell us what it is, Abe. What are we doing here?
Oh, okay. So we're doing just a quick, for some, a refresher. And for some, this is their first time using Blackboard Collaborate. And so they just kind of understand the tools and mostly the things that they'll be using when they lead or assist in a webcasting session.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. I'm trying to switch my video on.
Should I turn mine off?
No, you don't have to turn it off. You should. No, you know, you don't have to turn it off. Now, one thing that you've got to do, what you need to do is set more videos. We've only got one permission. I already added more microphones, but if you pull down tools, anybody can do this. Anybody pull down tools, and if you look at audio, and you go to maximum simultaneous talkers, I think when you are broadcasting from TESOL, you want to make sure this is one. Otherwise, you get you have a possibility of getting an echo on your recording. But if you click on maximum simultaneous talkers right now, you can see we've got three here, and you can up it to four if you want. If people are not wearing headphones, then we might get some bleed from people's speakers.
Ah, I see.
Now, what I generally do is when I'm running sessions, I turn lots of mics on, and then if we get feedback from speakers and we can't get the problem corrected right away, I can set it back to one, and then that'll switch everybody else off. Or you can also find the mic that's offending, and you can click on that and remove it from as a moderator. You can click on those mics and remove them, and then you have to make sure to remember to give it back, because once you take it away, that's it. They're out of the game until you get it back.
Gotcha.
So, but anyway, what we want to do now is we want to set more video windows. So if we cancel out of there and go to Tools and find the video, you'll find maximum simultaneous cameras. And you can just crank that up to as much as you want. I don't think that takes a lot of bandwidth. It's a small thumbnail. So, yeah. And that'll solve my problem of where I couldn't broadcast my camera. There it is. I got the video button now. Okay. Yay!
Yeah, right. There you go, in the flesh.
Yeah. Now when the video is on, the camera follows the speaker. So you should be seeing me big right now. And when Abe comes back.
Hello? That's
Abe. Yep. Uh-huh. Okay. Another reason you want to mute your mic when you're not talking, because if you make noise on the keyboard, let's say, then your video will keep popping up. You know. So. Yes, that's right. Your question is, I am both Vance and the session leader. That's right. I have another computer over here, which is the session leader. This is the session leader computer right there, and I'm Vance on this computer.
Freeze frame.
I wouldn't have bothered, except I'm using a USB mic, and that.
Did we lose you, Vance?
Hmm. Yes. Yeah. So anyway, the USB mic is a really nice mic to use.
So can anyone else still hear me? Or am I the one that's lost?
I can still hear you. I'm Melanie.
Hi, Melanie. How are you? Oh, hi, Melanie. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you, Vance? We should probably be next to each other.
Microphone cord here. There we go. Yeah, Melanie, how are you doing? Are you going to be at TESOL this year?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm in Aline. Yeah, in my flat in Aline. Could be a view out the window somewhere. There's a view out the window, more or less. Yeah. Where are you? You're in an office. Can you hear me okay? I'm not getting an answer. Did I unplug myself?
Okay, no? Because I have to remember to always push the talk button.
Ah, oh, I see. Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, you push the talk button. We've allowed a number of speakers. That is, we have a number of microphones. You're wearing a headphone, a headset. That's really good. I don't
well,
have
the microphone
any
should just be directly on the computer, right?
Yeah, you can just leave it on. Unless you are making any noise, then you can just turn it off. Yeah, it's kind of polite when you're... We try to train people to turn off their own mic when they're not using it and then turn it back on when they want to use it. And also, videos can take bandwidth. So sometimes if we get voice lag, you can switch off the videos. And this is developed by Illuminate. Blackboard bought it. And Illuminate has this feature where it doesn't drop packets like in a lot of, like Adobe Connect, for example. I think it will drop packets if it can't transmit them all. But in Illuminate, it speeds them up. So you get this chipmunk effect when you know, it's like, you know, you get that effect when, if it's delaying the packets and then giving them out to you all at once. And it comes out okay in the recording, in theory. But anyway, you do get sometimes a chipmunk effect if you're starting to lag on voice. So how, what about Jenny? Yeah, Jenny and Abe, you seem to
have... I'm back. I just balanced my microphone so that I wouldn't interrupt some excellent explanations going on there.
Why are you keep losing your moderator privileges?
That's a because I feel like now is this I feel like this the answer to this question is that I think you are taking them away from me.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Oh,
oh now, how
simple. No, is
no,
that your
I'm not doing anything. you keep and Jennifer. Jennifer has just joined us. Okay, so we'll give
oh,
her
great. Welcome, Jennifer.
Yeah. There is a problem with having lots of moderators, and the problem
yeah.
is that you can be doing something like, you know, you can do a web tour. This is a web tour over here. Everyone can see that. And there's a whiteboard, or that's a screen share, which isn't usually a good idea in... You can avoid that if possible because it looks awful on people's machines. But sometimes if you open one of these windows, one of the moderators could go and change it back to the whiteboard, let's say, and when you change it, you no longer have the other functionalities. So if you have a lot of moderators, you can be tripping over each other. But right now we're on whiteboard. To load content, that's what everybody needs to know how to do. You should see a load content button. And if you wanted, you could load something. You could load a PowerPoint or an image or something like that. Put it on the... You can see how that loads in. So I'm going to click on the load content and find something. I'm not sure. Let's see. Maybe put a picture up. But you could also grab a PowerPoint. You could stick that up if you want. How about the PowerPoint I just showed? I just did a PowerPoint show. I'll just... Go find that. It's not very long. So, let's see. Here it is. This is the one. I'm uploading my PowerPoint, but it's only 10 slides. You can upload your own if you want. So you can see how that goes. Have you done that before? Has everybody uploaded content to Illuminate before? This is something you have to do at TESOL conferences. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it looks pretty basic to just click on load content and search for files. Why can't we see what you're doing? Why can't we see your PC?
Possibly because it's in the process of loading. And it used to be we couldn't even speak while that was happening. But apparently it's getting all the slides now. So there we go. Now you should... Okay, it's processing the slides still. In a moment, you'll see the where it says public page one, you'll see a whole bunch of slides there. Do you see that? Does a slide sorter show up for you? Or you'll be able to page the slides. You can move the slides backwards and forwards.
Shouldn't you be able to project what you're doing on your computer when you're talking, when you're saying, if you look up here where it says load content, if you click on the microphone, is there no way for you to project your computer on this?
Yes, screen share, yes, you can. If you want to try it, it's the middle button. Right now, yeah, there we go. Someone's starting to screen share. And that removes the whiteboard. So someone's experimenting. That's just great. With few people in the room, it shouldn't be too laggy.
Okay. It wasn't me who was trying to share it, so I don't know who was doing
it. Doesn't matter. You're welcome to experiment. That's what this is all about. So go ahead and play if anybody wants to do it. Just So I see you figured out how to drive the slides. So you just hit the forward back button. I'm not moving them, so somebody else is, and that's just fine. So that's just the way, as you can see, once the content is loaded. At the TESOL conference, you need to upload people's slides, and you queue them. Sometimes you'll have, say, if you're moderating a colloquium that has five presentations, they'll all give you the five presentations at once, and you have to upload them. You have to get them from the presenters, and somehow they can email them to you, or they can give you a flash drive or something. I guess that's the best way, really. And then you need to upload them and cue them, and then you have to find the right one and start playing it. So here's a screen share. Someone's doing the screen share. This is the event I was just at. I'm guessing this is Abe because I gave him the URL for this event. So I think we're seeing Abe's screen, which is where I was just earlier. You can see he's scrolling down the page. Now, I don't know what it looks like for you, but for me it's like the old TVs that used to come in line by line, you know, like a cathode ray. Did you guys experience that? Did you see it clearly, or was it? Did you see the scroll? Was it smooth for you, or was it kind of clunky? What was the question? Ellen has just joined us.
For me, it wasn't clear. It was like pixely.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's the thing with
screen share. Yeah,
screen share is often that way.
Now I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, see, you're scrolling on your screen, so to you it's smooth, but to everyone else, it's coming in line by line, and that's something you need to be aware of if you're screen sharing. It might not really work very well. It's the more people you have, the more cameras, the less bandwidth available. So, but somebody here could have gotten it really well if they're really on super high speed. So here, someone else is doing the screen share now. Let's see how this one looks. That's not something you really need to do at the TESOL conference, though. So you'll just be showing people slides and just moving them back and forth and loading in the content. That's the most challenging thing, is loading in the content, making sure you've got it, orchestrating getting it, and then, of course, playing the right one when the speaker appears. I see what's happening with Abe. He's dropping out and back in again. So an iffy... Sounds like a winter Ohio.
I just came back. Yeah. My connection was really lagging. Like I felt like I was ahead of you guys, and you were seeing the past of me screen sharing. So, but anyways, I found out that rejoining kind of really clears away the bugs if it ever occurs.
Yes, of course. Yeah. So someone is screen sharing. And one thing you can do for, I don't know if I should, since that's not going very well, should we, somebody put it back on on the whiteboard. So that stops the screen share. I could show you the web tour, which is something you might want to do. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to switch it to web tour. I'll put a URL in. So you might, when you're broadcasting, someone might put a link up, and you might get that link and share it with people. Then you can see what it looks like. This is it's different from screen share, because if I scroll down, you don't scroll.
Yeah.
But you can follow. I can lead you in a web tour. In fact, do you see that there's a tick box that says follow me next to the URL. You see the URL, by the way. You see it because you're a moderator. But viewers don't see the URL. They don't know where you are. Unless you take that URL, let me just do that. I'll take it and I will model good form by pasting it into the text chat. So the only way your viewers are going to see where you are is if you actually take that URL and paste it into the text chat. So now, if someone else wants to drive the web tour, get a URL ready, and then paste it in that spot and click on follow me so that we'll follow you. Because right now, I'm still ticked in, so I can see I'm leading the web tour. If somebody else wants to put a URL there, you have to do two things. You have to paste the URL in the space, in the field for it, and you have to tick on follow me, then we'll all see it. If you don't tick on follow me, you'll see it, but no one else will. Yeah, someone else want to try? Any URL? Anybody want to show us something they're doing today? Free ebook. I had a good free ebook. Okay, someone's put in tsol.org. So let's try that one. Okay, yeah, someone has taken the follow me from me. Oh, you have to put it into the, Jenny, if that's you, you have to put it into the top of the field underneath those three icons, the whiteboard, the share, and the web tour icon. We're in a web tour right now. So if you paste your URL just below the little green globe, it's over a white screen, that's a web tour, paste your URL there, and click on follow me, and you'll lead us away from Learning Together into wherever you want us to go. But you have to click on follow me. So any URL that happens to be handy, just copy it and paste it into the field above follow me. Yeah, if it's Jenny, if that's you, you don't put it, you click follow me, okay. You click follow me and you paste it where it now says, what I can see is learningtogether.net. Did you put the tsol.org? And also, by the way, you might need to make it HTTP. I'm not sure if that's important. Let me see. If I put tsol.org there without just www and click follow me, does it work for me? Yes, no, it makes it HTTP. It understands that. So I don't know if it took away my follow me. Somebody else took it. I'm sorry, I've taken it away from other people. So someone else can try another.
Let me just try it mine and on. See if it works. Hold on a second.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you have to put it into
you guys wait.
Not yet.
Huh.
Still on tsol.org.
That's odd.
So you should be able to put it in the URL. You know where I'm looking?
I think so. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'll make a screenshot. Make a little screencast of what I'm pointing at. Okay, so capture this image. Okay, little arrow here. Okay, here we go. I just made a, so we can make sure I'm going to paste in the text chat. I'm going to paste the, oh, it's uploading this image. Oh, I can even put it in a web tour. There's the image I just created. Let me put it here in, yeah, nope, someone's going back. Okay, waiting for web tour. All right, someone's got a web tour going. Well, I'm late. It's probably going to work.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're waiting for one. It must be happening. So, anyhow, so that's pretty much when you. Ellen can probably. Oh, Ellen seems to have dropped out. Oh.
Yes, look me now.
How? Yes. Oh, okay. Somebody put my blog post up. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that worked. It worked after a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is really useful when speakers are referring to like video content and stuff, because usually if they're showing
absolutely
a video,
well,
it's going to be on YouTube.
You might
or something
not want to put it.
Oh, that's right.
I don't think that would work in a web tour, because it'll go to the screen, but then the people will have to play it.
That's right.
It would be better to put that kind of link in the text chat.
Yeah.
Okay, just so everyone, I'm just putting, this is the screenshot I made. So you have to put the URL in that space, and you have to click on follow me so that we can follow your web tour. So Abe did it correctly. If anybody else wants to try it, you can take us to another place. So that's how you do it.
Nice screenshot.
Yeah, it's Jing. You know Jing? Jing.
Oh yeah, Jing is nice. It's a nice piece of software.
Yeah, it works really well. I like it. It's very handy for quickly getting across what you want to do. Let's see, what else can we do? There's if you want to pull down the pull downs. Let's see, if you pull down file, all that stuff there is pretty much in the load content and recording. You have the load content recording icons, which are to the left of the follow me that you see on the screen. To the right, sorry, to the right, you see load content and recording. So those are things that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Edit, there's nothing there. Preferences, view. One thing I had to do earlier was restore default layout. I'm not sure how that, if you're missing parts, like if you're missing the text chat or something like that.
That's good.
Click on restore default layout and that will get you all the components back.
Yeah, that happened to me once when I was sharing and then the window kind of disappeared, but of course you guys are seeing what I saw, so that would be really helpful.
Yeah, so there's a kind of recovery option. All the interesting things are under tools. As I was explaining earlier, the one you need is audio. Well, one important thing for anybody who's talking is you have to run the audio setup wizard. That's really a good idea. So all of you who are here, you obviously got through any problems you had launching the Blackboard Collaborate file. So that can be a problem for some people. I'll take you to a page where you can get some information about that. But right now I'm looking at Audio Setup Wizard under Tools Audio. Before you speak, you're going to have to run that wherever you happen to be and make sure that your audio is configured and your speakers are configured. But basically, you might have to choose. Like I'm using a USB mic, so I want to make sure that I've selected it. And then microphone settings, what's microphone settings? Not sure, that's another way of running the audio setup wizard. The wizard does that for you. So then, what else? The maximum simultaneous talkers, that's the the next important one. If you click there, you'll see that we have four simultaneous talkers. That means
what,
four mics.
Where is that?
Okay, go to Tools.
Yes.
And pull that down and find
audio.
Audio. Okay, yeah. And then, actually, can you add, while you're there, can you add another simultaneous talker, because we have more people. We have five people here in the room. Six people, actually. You could add six so that no one is without a mic button. Okay, yes, well done. You did that. Good. Okay.
Thank you,
so
Jim.
Let's see. And the,
you're welcome.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so breakout rooms, we don't need chat. I'm not really sure what they do. Send an announcement. I don't know. I've never tried that. Moderator is useful. You can two things under moderator. You can give moderator privileges. So you to do that, you click on someone, and then you click. Actually, you can right click on that person and do it that way. If you right click on a name, you'll be able to remove the participant from the room, or you'll be able to remove moderator privileges. Abe accuses me of having done that to him already.
I didn't. My apologies.
Now, one thing you'll need to do, though, is you'll have to remove participants, because when you make a recording, the room has to be empty for the recording to be put onto the server. Are you aware of that? Maybe we should go through that process.
Yeah.
So when you let's start with tools, pull down and go to recorder, and you can see that we're recording now. So don't click that off. If you do, we'll hear your recording has stopped. So the first thing you do is, as Abe did to begin, the first thing you do when you're going to start a session is you pull that recorder pull down and then click erase recording to get rid of anything that was there before. Otherwise, if there is recorded material there before, it will be at the start of your recording. You'll record in the middle. This is also a way you could click recording and pause the recording and then click recording and resume the recording. You could do that on purpose, and like if you have some problem, you don't really want to put it on the recording, someone's mic's not working and they want to start over or whatever, then you could pause the recording and pick it up when things are okay. So the erase recording means you're starting at the start of the session and you don't want anything on there, so just erase everything that might be there before. Then make your recording, and then at the end of the session, you click recording to stop it. Now, what you then have to do is you have to make sure the room is cleared very quickly. So to clear the room, well, you can tell people that please leave. Some people may have gone asleep, or they may have left and just left their computer on. Depends on how interesting the session was, of course. But so everybody needs to leave the room. The room needs to be empty, and then you need to leave yourself. So you need to exit, empty room, exit. Then probably about a minute later, room stays clear, then the recording will appear. To find the recording, if you'd like to see that, it's not here. It's at, let's see, it's at this place right here. Maybe I could do a web tour. Should I do a web tour and see if I can find the recording? Here we go. Yes.
That would be great.
Yeah, I'll see if I can show you. I'll show you. Okay, so I'll not a web tour, so I'm going to try to screen share, because I don't think it's going to be too bad. So there we go. I'm going to share a screen. Okay, now sharing applications. Okay, can you see my Webhead's virtual office, which you
yes.
Need to visit in order to arrive here? Okay, so if you click on, there's two things here. One, the tech check. Did you do a tech check before you came here?
Yes.
If you click check, okay, yes, okay, so that's a good idea. If people are having problems, just send them to the tech check, and that will make sure they have the installer. So the next tab over is recordings. Okay, do you see a recordings link? There's a link there. I'm passing my mouse over. Can you see it highlight?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is that okay for everybody? If I click that, it takes me to the vault where all the recordings are. All these recordings go back a long way. I don't see anything on my screen, by the way. It's taking its time. I don't know why it's not coming out here. It usually does. Maybe our vault is empty. Oh, there they are. They've just popped up on my screen. How are they doing on yours? Are they coming up?
Loading.
Can you see the list of recordings?
Yes.
Can you see the date of the first one?
2006.
2006. Okay, I'm going to scroll way down. Here we go. Your screen is probably swimming now because I'm going all the way to the bottom. I don't know how long it will take to catch up. Tell me when you're at the bottom and tell me the date on the recording at the bottom. I've got my cursor over it so it's highlighted.
Oh, it's today?
February 18th.
No, that's not
February
today.
18th.
Thursday.
Yeah. No, it's not today. We haven't recorded anything today. But the last thing that was recorded here was on that day. So what I usually do is you can play it or you can right-click, and then you can copy the link address. And that's how I harvest the recordings. I take that link address and I share that. You see how that goes? You see the right-click on there?
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where all the recordings are. That's the vault. Now you know the keys to the vault. Okay. We'll cut off the
great power.
And that just, yes. So, oh, that went into another window. That was over here under virtual office recordings. And this is where most people start. And do you all know how to get in as a moderator? If you start here, do you know where the moderator entry is? It's not here. Typing? This is not the entry. This is not it. This is not it. Do you know where it is?
No.
You have to go down below. This is a secret, by the way.
Okay.
Very secret stuff.
The
session moderator login. That's what the session leader did. The session leader went in through this login. So now you'll need to do that if you know when you're running the sessions at TESOL, you need to go in through the moderator entry. You need to be a moderator. So you need to go in there. And what I did was I went onto my other computer over here, my power computer, my session leader computer. I went on there, and then I came in on the computer where my video is right now, and I came in under my name, and I made myself moderator, and I made everybody else moderator as well, except for Barbara, who just joined us. Let me make Barbara a moderator. Somebody else wants to do that. Can someone else click on Barbara's name and right-click on it and then find make moderator, and give her moderator privileges. We're all learning how to be moderators here. How's Barbara? Done. Well done. Congratulations, somebody. Yay.
That was me. Thank you.
Okay. I'll turn off the web tour. I think we've seen everything we need to see there. So if someone else can do that. Can someone else turn off the web tour, please? Just click on any of the other, do I have to do it? I think it's waiting for web tour, yes. There wasn't a web tour, so I click off the share. Yeah, so that's, once you click, this is a problem with too many moderators. You know, you could be in the middle of a screen share and another moderator clicks something, and then all of a sudden your screen share is gone. You have to restart it again if you want to do it. Okay, so we were back on tools. We were looking at tools, moderators. We were learning how to remove participants at the end of a session. You need to remove anybody who's there because you have to quickly get out of this room in order to start the next one. Now, Learning Times, who are giving us this facility for free, have agreed to open up more rooms for us. They're going to give us, I think, as many as 4 rooms. So what we'll do is we'll have this room will be available, plus a couple of other rooms, and we'll assign you a room so that you'll have time. If there are 2 sessions back-to-back, They're not going to be both in this room. So one room, you'll have time to shut it down and get the recording, and then someone else will be starting in another room, another recording. So I think at one point we told them we were having as many as 4 sessions, if I recall correctly, and they agreed to go ahead and give us however many rooms. So we want to make sure we thank them properly.
Absolutely.
They've been doing this. Look, Abe has dropped out again. Can someone make him a moderator, please? Abe is no longer a moderator. So maybe somebody here took away his privileges. Who could have done that? No, Abe, I don't know. You might not have friends here. I'm not sure.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay. It could be, I'll bet you're just dropping out and then coming back really quickly, and in that little nanosecond, you're losing your moderator privileges. I think that's quite likely what's happening. So we're hoping somebody's running a web tour, seriously, or is it someone just click on that window?
Not me.
Oh, let me, as long as we're there, let me find a place that we could actually tour. I've got this site called Goodbye Gutenberg. It's a wikipbworks.com. And there's a tutorial section there. And the tutorial section is, okay, I got it now. Let me just put that link in here. Okay, I've got the link copied. I'm going to, I'm not sharing, am I? My web tour, oh, my share was still on. I'm not sure what that was doing. Anyway, maybe that's because when you changed, maybe I would have been able to go back to it. I don't know. Yeah. Anyhow, I'm going to try to put this this link in a web tour. Or maybe I need to. Let's see. I'll switch over here, and then I'll go back to the web tour. Okay. Now. Yes. Okay.
There we go.
So, now there's on the sidebar over here. Sidebar, there's tutorials. So you should be following me as I click on tutorials. That's good by Gutenberg. There's the tutorials. Do you see that?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Now let's see. I'm going to go to the table of contents and click on one of those headings. So I'm going to click on Blackboard Collaborate in the table of contents. Now you should be at that bookmark, Blackboard Collaborate. Here's some tips. That's where I keep, and I'm going to take that link and paste it in the text chat so that we'll have it. Okay, so that's the link that I went to. I just took that link and pasted it in the text chat. But you see the link because you're moderators. But if you're not a moderator, you don't see the link. So just keep in mind. We've been having problems with that collab file. When Blackboard went to a .collab extension file, it's been causing a lot of problems for Windows users, and Windows 10 and Windows 8, it's not been compatible. So we have tips there for people to troubleshoot those problems. I don't know if anybody has tried to get into the room tonight and not been able to make it, so we're polling people who are here and obviously didn't have problems, but sometimes we do get reports of problems that people aren't able to get into the room. So anyway, that's a place that you might want to just check, and that's to help other people troubleshoot. If you're here, you're not having problems, so you don't really need this page. But however, Illuminate has quite a lot of materials on, about the Illuminate room. You can see videos about how to use the room. So there are more materials down there. I'm not able to scroll on this page. I don't know why. Oh, because because my scroll bar is covered. Oh, anyway. Too many windows open. Okay, so let's see. Is there anything you want to know? You're kind of going down the tools. I think that's pretty much all we do. Timer? I don't know. Timer? You can start a timer if you want. I just pulled the timer. Make a 1-minute timer here. If you wanted to time people. that's actually for, you can see it. You can see the timer.
Yes.
Right? But I think as you're doing a live audience, you're not really keeping time. You're just making a recording.
I'll just they determine the time.
Yeah, that's right. We don't have to bother with that.
So does it gong when the time is out?
Well, set a timer and see. Set one for 15 seconds and see what it does. You can't. I think you can click and say, tell them it can make a ding or something like that.
I see.
Yeah, go ahead and set one. And
all right, I'm gonna
do it. Bell and, either a bell or a whistle. I can't remember.
So
there we go.
Whistle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So well, anyway.
All right, guys. Oh,
in front of okay. Me. Oh. Okay. Something's
here it comes. No.
No. 5, 4, it's like midnight. Yes. All right. Well done, Abe. Okay. You're going to impress your friends now.
Good thing we have a record of that now. So.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, like. I guess that's pretty much all you need to do. Basically, you go to the session, you make sure you're in the right room. Someone will tell you which room to be in. And make sure the recording is at zero. And then start the recording. Make sure you've got all the slide presentations you need queued, which can be challenging. The most challenging aspect, I think. And have we had any other problems in the past? The microphones from speakers can be a problem.
Yeah,
so they try to set a microphone either that it will be audible throughout the room or so that you but I think they try to put a microphone at the podium that comes back that you're picking up at your computer. So getting the speakers to use the microphone is also a little bit of a problem sometimes. And speakers don't like to be tethered, you know, so some of them like to walk around, so you'll get different varying microphone issues. But we have also had, what's the name of that guy there who's always there?
Oh, Ralph?
Our good friend Ralph, yeah. So he does his best to try to keep the microphones configured properly, but somehow gremlins get in, or I'm not sure what happens, but sometimes the session starts and we don't really have the mic. So that's another little annoyance. That, we've had to move furniture and move the computers around, you know, and try to pick up the mic.
Yeah.
And you can also always do a sound an audio check, an audio wizard, and try to check beforehand if you can.
I feel like the microphone is the biggest thing, picking up the sound in the room, and once that hurdle is passed, then you're pretty much good to go. And then when the speaker has different content that's not on the slides, and that's where you're kind of again, doing the screen sharing or the web tour, and then posting links also in the chat, and that's kind of where most of the work is, I think.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. You know, I mean, so if you're not comfortable doing it, don't worry about it. But you know, the more you know about the tool, the better delivery you can provide the audience. You know, so. And there's not really a way to play a video in Illuminate or in Blackboard Collaborate. So if someone plays videos and things like that, you'll probably... Oh, I think one thing we've done is use the webcam to point it at the speakers or at the video. That's another thing we have done in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Activate the webcam and then try to show what's going on the screen. So again, you have to be creative, and you don't have to do it at all, but you know, the more you can think to do, then the better the experience is for people listening. sometimes you'll only have one or two people in the chat, maybe sometimes none at all. So, but you're making a recording, so you know, even if there is nobody there, you still have to, you know, you still want to get the recording. So we publish all those. And people might be chatting with you, which is just fine. So if you have people in the audience, you can answer the questions that I'm talking about in the audience like we have here, you know, the text chat can be going.
Yeah, I've noticed that sometimes the audience will be posting material that's that the presenter is referring to. So they're almost helping each other out to navigate the media that they're presenting, and so sometimes they'll just do it for you. And it's kind of neat to see.
Yeah, and during question sessions, it's always really cool. You can say, "Oh, yes, here's a question from the text chat here." Yes, and if anything lags, that's sometimes that. Anyway, that's nice. You know, the people are aware that there's a. That the convention is being broadcast beyond the that room there.
Yeah.
Which is really neat that we're able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's harder to ask permission than it is to beg forgiveness, right? So we never asked permission. And we haven't had to beg forgiveness yet, so...
we're the only intersection that does this.
Well, unless there are other people doing it and not telling anybody because they never asked permission. I don't know. It could be that people are doing it. I don't know why not. You know, it's so easy to do.
Exactly.
You can set up a hangout at a panel and broadcast as you like. I often broadcast my presentations when if you're presenting at a university somewhere. And I just go into the presentation room and check the internet. If everything's fine, I might put out some tweets and say, I'm going to give a presentation here. And then just, in that case, I'll probably hook up my computer to the projector overhead and use the Illuminate window to show the slides. And then people can also see the text chat. And so it usually works pretty well. And make sure you turn the camera toward the audience and so you can see who's there. At least you get a recording. You know, anybody can use this room, by the way. Anybody can use this. We have a calendar that we need to, you need to write down if you're doing it in the calendar so that we don't get double booking. But that's almost never happened. There's only one time I can think of that two people showed up for the same event. That was actually because I ran over. So somebody else came along, and Shelley Terrell came along, but she moved to Adobe. So it was Kurt Bonk's fault. Kurt, we had asked him to talk to us, and he chatted with us for an hour. And then we said, well, thanks, Kurt. I think there's some other people want to get here. He said, don't you want to hear my presentation? Okay, so
hello.
He went through this for another hour. He was there almost 2 hours, and but unfortunately, it was the time that we were trying to preserve it. We people were leaving the room, but other people were coming in for Shelley's presentation, so we couldn't get a recording. We had 2 hours of Kurt Bonk, and with people coming in, we couldn't keep it. Two things are going to happen. Either Shelley's going to have a recording with 2 hours of Kurt Bonk, or she's going to erase the recording with Kurt. And so, you know, I'm tearing my hair there. But anyhow, we got his recording, and Shelley went off with her group to another venue. Anyhow, yeah, if you want to do that, there is a place where you have to reserve it. Are you familiar with our calendar?
Yeah.
Let me see. Where's it? Let's see. If you go to, I think if you go to this room, maybe if I just back up a little bit. No, it's, yes. No, this, Where's our room? Here we go. There's a link to our room right there. I just clicked on that. Oh, you're not following me.
No.
Are you following me now?
Yes. Are you now?
Okay, let's see. Well, how do you know you're following me?
Well, because it says Webhead Virtual Office.
There you go. Okay. Yes. So, there it says, register your booking at the timetable. So if you click on timetable, I'll click on timetable, and that should take us to the calendar. There. Oh, no, it opened it in the new window. That's okay. I can just get that. So if you click on that, I'll show you what you see. I'll just put it in the web tour. So that link opens in a new window, but this is where it goes. So if you click on timetable, you come to this calendar, and you have to write your booking in here. But if you write your booking there, then you can use this room. It's free. It's underused, as you can say. This is our calendar for February. You'll have to do your own scrolling. But I only see a couple of bookings here, so it's not very. It's only used on Sunday. And one of the bookings you can see for the 21st is ours, if you scroll down to the 21st. And then if we go into April, I'll just click on April here, and hopefully I've remembered to book our sessions. No, we haven't. No one's booked our sessions. Okay. Let's do that. But as you see, it's open. There's nobody else using it in April so far.
All right.
So, like, for instance, in March, we're having our Tennessee TESOL conference.
Uh-huh.
So could I, like, book and, like, play around with it?
Sure. Yeah. Try
to make it work?
Yeah, you certainly can. And at the top, just notice what it says at the top of that page. It says you can put your events up at the calendar, but there's a little qualifier here. The qualifier is that anything you, these are open. Oh, it says items on this calendar are assumed to be OER, open educational events. Posting here implies that other educators are welcome to attend. So if you are okay with that, if you're inviting us all,
yes.
Then yeah, that'd be great. That's the way we want it to be used. And you can use Illuminate just by going through the secret entrance, which only you know about. And
can I share that with our Tennessee TESOL technology person? He might be interested in playing around with it as well to get some other people playing with it.
As long as you make a booking, then that's the whole point. We're trying to, this has really been an underused facility. Learning Times have let us use this. It's called the Webheads Room, and they were very supportive of Webheads and still are. We have to renew this on Halloween every year, so they keep rolling the grant over year after year. We've met them at TESOL a number of times. They're really nice people. They make their money doing this big time. Like, if you wanted them to get involved in your event, then they would charge you for that. But they're just...
Jenny, I need to go because I have a class at 7 o'clock, okay? So I'm going to leave the conversation, yeah?
Good to see you, Melanie.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the training. I've seen it before, Lance, and I'm glad to see that it's improved, yeah. Great. Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Have a good class.
See you around and see you at TESOL. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to stay till the top of the hour, or even longer if anybody wants us, but we've probably gone through pretty much what we need to know. But if you have any questions, please ask anything you don't understand.
Well, I have like a million questions, but I think I just need a private tutoring session.
Okay, what would your first question be to your private tutor?
I've never done this before, so I'm like the logistics. Are you giving me equipment? Do I go, I don't understand how the whole thing, I understand how this technology works, but I don't understand, I'm not going to be using it in my kitchen with my coffee. I'm going to be using it somewhere. I want a real time scenario. What does it look
like?
That's
a good question. Yeah. Well, the rooms are all set up. The computer is there. The team, there's more than one moderator assigned, so it'll be you and somebody else, so you can help each other, and usually we try to put a newbie with someone who's more experienced. Isn't that how it's done, Abe? Are you handling all that, Abe?
Yeah, so that's what's going to happen. Like, in addition to that, there's going to be me who's going to be kind of running around, and if there's any, like, sound issues or anything, we'll all kind of all there to help troubleshoot. Trying to think of what else.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I sign up for a session that starts at 3, so I show up in that room at what time to get ready?
A little early. Yeah, a little earlier. Make sure that you're there.
Like
time to
2:30
get
or?
Yeah, if you can come at 2:30, as early as you can come. Obviously, there might be another session there previously,
exactly.
So you might just have 15 minutes, you know, between sessions.
I turn the computer's on, or I turn it on, I do the audio check, I do the microphone check, I'm all good to go, and then what am I doing?
There will be someone standing at the podium announcing the event, so you want to just start the recording. And
they're going to be looking at me? I'm going to have the camera turned around? There's not going to be any, like, camera. It's all going to be on the screen.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's going to be on your screen, and their screen is going to have the slides that they're showing. So hopefully, as I mentioned, yeah, that might have gone over you a little bit, but you have to somehow get the people's slides onto your computer. So you might have to shout and say, hey, anybody here presenting, can I have your slides up here, please? Or maybe Abe will help with that.
So, like, a couple of weeks before the session, the webcasting leaders, whoever is going to lead a session, they're going to be in contact with the presenters. And that's where you're going to get their PowerPoint slides, and you kind of hang on to those slides, and then you load the slides right when they're about to present.
It has to be before.
Before
you go on.
Yeah, so like maybe 5 or 10 minutes before you start recording, that's when you load the slides.
Yeah, whenever you can. You can load them in while, they can bring them to you while you're recording, and you can load them in. But you try to get them in, the more you get set up in advance, the better it goes for you.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes the presenters will give you the slides like right before, and that's just common. Things get last minute when you're going to a conference, and if there are PowerPoint, some sort of compatible slide, it'll work, and you can put them up there.
Yeah.
Okay, so then they're talking, they're doing their presentation, and what am I doing? What am I doing?
Advancing slides.
So when they speak and they go to slide 2, then I'm going to go slide 2 and then
show up on my screen. Suppose I'm the presenter and I'm talking about how effective is gamification for learners, and I'll say, now here on my next slide, and I'll change it on the big screen everybody's looking at, and you have to do what?
Change it to the next one.
Yeah, hurry. Yep, there it is. Okay, you got it.
That wasn't me. I was trying to get it. I was listening. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it. So you just try to follow the slide. You try to, whatever's on the big screen up at the front of the room, mm-hmm. you try to have that on your screen. And, there might be some other things that might pop out and want to watch a video. And we found that in that case, you might want to just move the camera around. That would be on your... You might even activate it at that point. So, but that's, you don't have to do that. You know.
Okay, so my camera, like here, this thing, that's not going to be active. Like my voice is going to be off because what's on my screen, or am I recording what's in the room? What is this recording supposed to be of?
Anything on your screen is being recorded. We're making a recording right now, so you'll be able to go back and look at all of this. You'll see our webcams, and you'll see the slides, and you'll see the text chat. So it'll make a recording, you'll be able to find it yourself because you know how to do that now. So you can play it yourself. You can get a little free tool called Publish from Illuminate. You go to illuminate.com and you can download Publish, and you could actually take the recording link and put it into Publish, and it will make an audio file for you. It will make an MP4 for you. You can put the MP4 at YouTube. You can get your text chat rendered from that. So, in my household, it only works on Macintosh. But anyway, it is a free tool from Illuminate that they used to sell, and now it's free. So you can take these recordings, you can take them apart and get their components, or you can just play the link itself. The link itself will just play exactly what we're doing right now. But that how creative that is if you know if I want like I showed you that I've got this computer here, so I can turn things around and I can show you different things. So you can move your camera to however if a video is showing, I would sometimes turn the turn the laptop. You'll have a laptop, so you can turn that to even get up and carry it. Sometimes I might do that, but depends. It's on Wi-Fi. But,
okay.
Yeah, you can be creative if you want, just like any other cameraman, camera person. But you don't have to. You can just record the session and their slides and try to get the audio from the video.
So there's going to be several moderators. So, like, I'm good at multitasking, but not when I'm not familiar with something. So I'm listening to the speaker trying to advance the slides and the speaker says go, but then someone else is over here in the chat asking questions and posting stuff.
Well, you're going to be following.
What is the main goal? Is it to show the content that the presenter is giving, or is it to communicate with the other people tapping into the session?
To record the session. That's your main goal, to preserve the session. Yeah, and the other people will just entertain you and distract you now and then, but probably not very much. Actually, in my experience, you only get two or three people to come along, and they're usually pretty passive. So they're just watching the session. They're just watching it live, that's all.
Yeah. So. Just recording the session? Go ahead.
Well, when you log in and you're not a moderator, do you have this little thing on the left with the camera that, you know, that shows our pictures and all, you know, that thing on the left? Or when you're logging in as just a person watching it, you just get the screen? Like
You have to log in as moderator. At the front page, let me see if I can go back to there, that web tour.
I guess what I'm asking is what do other people see who aren't moderators?
People who aren't moderators. Well, if you want to see. Let's see. This is you are Jennifer, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to remove your moderator privileges briefly so you can see.
Okay.
Okay. So there we go. So now you'll see a reduced tool set. If you go to tools, pull it down, you won't see all those nice tools. But and also you don't see the on a web tour, you don't see the link at the top of the page.
Right. Okay, and they do still have this thing on the left with the cameras.
Yeah, if we've given you permission to show your video, you can still do that. We can. A lot of people, when they do Illuminate sessions, well, you won't be giving anybody microphone privileges, so no one else will have, they won't be able to talk because you will be talking, but you won't actually be talking. The talk button will be playing the audio from the room.
Okay, that was my next question. It's like I'm not going to be talking because then I'm not recording the session, I'm recording me.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah. If you wanted to say something, you then have to add an additional microphone, and I don't know if we'd even have checked that that was working, but.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, but yeah, your audio will be actually coming from the room speakers, from the room microphone, from the podium microphone.
Okay, so we're getting a little clearer. I need like a visual in my head. What does it look like? You know, what am I going to be doing?
We have pictures of the rooms on, let me think, maybe Learning Together.
Have you guys thought about doing a session there for the other interest groups to say, hey, look, people, you could be doing this. Put together a team and because, you know, not all people are even aware that it's available or that it's an option or that it's something that everybody could be doing. Or do you want to keep it a secret?
It never occurred to me to put on sessions. I have no objection because we don't use the facility enough. Okay, I'm trying to find last year's sessions. I think we have some pictures here. Let's see. 2015. If I go to March, I'm scrolling down on this page here and trying to find. Here we go. Maybe this one. Okay, let's see if there's a
interesting knocking noise.
Yeah. No, not here. Not this one. This is the web tour. I might have been. Okay, anyway, I was just looking for pictures. We have pictures of the room up somewhere.
I guess I meant a virtual picture in my head of what, you know, what I would be doing.
Yeah. Yeah, we
I'm
do
like
have
a list person. I like it. Step one, you do this. Step two, you do this. Step three, you do this. Step four, you do this. This has just been all very diffused. And, oh, this is something you could do. And, oh, you could do this too. And, oh, let's try this too. But I'm more like a, this is when you go in that room to do this job, this is your to-do list. And this is the order you should do it in.
Okay. Well, maybe
I mean, it's just
you could.
From someone who's never, ever done it before, it's, yeah. But thanks. You're very good at answering my questions.
Yeah. Well, that's what this is all about, is to make people comfortable with what we're doing. Here it is. Here's the webcast. Yes, here I found it. Okay. Oh, but I see what's going on. Yes, there we go. That should be. Does it? That bring up Call IS webcasting from 2015.
Yes.
If you scroll that down, you should find pictures of different webcasts, and you can see if you go down to the one just above Saturday, March 28th, there are two webcasters. At the right of the picture, they're sitting at the webcasting table. And there's if you go to Friday, March 27th, you can see Ellen, who was here briefly just earlier, and she's sitting at the table. There are three of them there at the moment.
Yes.
And let's see. I know if we go to Thursday, March 26th, where it says Cal IS webcasts. There's a picture, a selfie of me and my colleague Neri.
Okay.
Sitting there where the room is filling up and we're about to get started.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so there's a visual. And all the webcasts are there, so you can actually play the webcast and see what went on.
Okay, all right,
see some sample recordings.
All right. I have Abe's email. Like if I try to use this like at our 10-TESOL conference and I'm like, oh, you know, I can't do something, can I email you? Like can you help me with that?
Yeah. Let me give you my email address. By the way, because you're not a moderator now, you don't see the link at the top of that page. right?
I was going to say, I'll make myself a moderator again, but I'm not a moderator, so I can't make myself
a
moderator.
No, that's good for you. But anyway, I'm going to put the link
here. Thank you.
And then I'm going to make you a moderator.
Well, somebody did, because I can see the link at the top.
Ah, oh, you can, okay.
Thank you. It must have been
Hayes. No, I don't know. Maybe the link is visible to non-moderators. I don't know. It really should be.
No, it says I'm a moderator.
Yeah, we just made you a moderator. Yeah, and if you're on the list, you probably know my email address. I mean, you're getting the list traffic, right? You got everybody's address.
I don't know. I think it was a fluke that I got an email from Abe, because I was not on any previous list, and all of a sudden I got an email, and I was like, oh.
Oh, so what happened was, you filled out a survey, I believe.
Yes, yes.
Maybe a month ago, about being interested in webcasting.
Yes.
And I received your email about your inquiry last week. And so that's when I, emailed you.
Yeah.
Sorry it took so long. Yeah, I didn't get your email I guess you may have inquired a month ago, and I got your email a week ago. And I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
Well, they sent out that survey, and I got it. I'm like, oh, that sounds like fun. Then I never heard anything again. So.
Yeah. I guess there was a little bit of a gap there in the information, but I'm so glad that I was able to get your information and contact you.
So, Vance, I guess I don't have your email.
It's in
my
the
email.
Text
okay.
chat. I have A.
No, mine. It's in the text chat.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Right above where you started.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, hey, Jenny, did you sign up on the schedule? Like, did you join? Excuse me. Are you on the schedule, the webcast?
Are you talking to Jennifer or Jenny?
Jennifer, you, right?
I'm Jennifer, yes. No, I haven't signed up for anything yet, because I still didn't have a picture in my head of what I was going to be doing. And I was like, oh, I better wait and see. I was waiting for this to see if... So I haven't signed up for anything yet, no, but I will.
Well, when in doubt,
I will go in and do that now.
Definitely the first session should be an assist, and that's when you're kind of sitting down, you're kind of, you're just kind of helping the webcaster, the lead out, and the lead is actually pushing all the buttons and kind of double-checking things. As an assist, you might, if there's a technical problem, the lead might ask you to, hey, can you get Ralph, the kind of the tech guy who sets everything up and problem solves, or even get me, but then as you're kind of assisting and watching, you kind of see how this stuff works. I mean, for me, it really kind of built my confidence before I started to lead a session. Sign up for assist first and then do maybe a lead session if you're comfortable.
Okay. Well, and you said you were going to be able to add some more sessions, or I misunderstood that?
Do you mean another practice session or a training session before the...
At the actual conference, Vance said something at the beginning that we actually have four rooms now, and...
Oh, yeah, no, well, what that means, that's virtual rooms, because if we have one session and then another one comes on a few minutes later or is starting in another room, then... we have to clear the room. So, for example, looking at what's in the room right now, in order to get the recording from this session, we have to move people out of the room. For example, I don't know if Jenny Fetters is still there. She might have gone up. I don't know. Jenny, are you still there? So it could be that we decide to all leave. And, yes, Jenny is here. Okay, great. All right. So sometimes, though, you do have people who come to the room and they just get up and walk away and, you know, go do the dishes or whatever. And so you have to remove them. So you need to make sure the room is clear. So it might take a couple of minutes, or there might be people still chatting or whatever. But you have to clear the room, make sure it's totally empty. You're the last one to leave. You have to make sure it's empty, then you exit the session. And so meanwhile, in another virtual room, in another space somewhere, another session will be starting. But it can't start in the same space because the room might not be clear when that session starts. So that's why we're getting extra rooms, so that we can have simultaneous sessions, even simultaneous ones. I said four because I think in some of the sessions that we record in some of the fairs, we might have as many as four people at the same time, and each of them would need a different room.
Okay.
Yeah, what time? Oh, you're in Columbus, Jenny. So it's a morning for you. So somebody's sleeping around your house on Sunday morning. I hope we're not making too much noise. All right, outside Baltimore. Okay. Oh, Columbus, Columbia, Maryland. Oh, sorry, I need to adjust my glasses. Yeah, 20 minutes away from Baltimore. Okay, cool. How convenient. That's convenient.
Yeah.
Indeed, yeah. Okay, well.
I think that's good.
I'm getting kind of hungry.
Yeah, dinner you
time for me. And also that time of night.
Well, I think I'll try to link to some videos from Blackboard Collaborate and put that on, or link to them from our webcasting schedule page, and so you guys can use that as a resource, kind of the basics. And I understand what you're talking about, Jennifer. It's kind of nice to just have a basic plan right in front of you before you get up there and do this.
That's how I work.
Jenny,
there's
a
lot of resources out there, and I'll just try to refer to them. I'm sorry, Vance. What?
Jenny was asking a question. She says, where can I check if I've signed up? I think that would be with you, right?
That's right. So it's still on that schedule page that I linked out. Oh, let me show it. I'll give it to you right now. I'm at it. Here you go. So click on this link, log in, and then you'll see a schedule. And also a video, if you want. It might be a good idea just to watch this little intro video. It's only a minute or two. And then you can choose a time that's most convenient. A lot of the times have been chosen, but, you know, there's still, like, I would say there's still, like, seven slots left. So, yeah, we need your help.
Okay, that's a protected page that you just sent out. I can get into it.
Yeah, so anyone who, I've shared that with, I think, Jennifer, you have access to that.
Vance, I do.
Of course, you have access. And, just edit after watching the video.
Okay, you'll have to do your own scrolling, but basically you've assigned people here, so let's see if we can. There's no search here. Find. I don't have access to a search in this little window in the screen in this window. But anyway, yeah. So
sign up. Join the fight. I'm just getting a text from Rodrigo. He forgot that the session.
Did you hear Abe's audio speed up just now?
I did not, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a bandwidth thing, but the audio starts coming very quickly like this, and that's when the packets are being delivered. But in the recording, you won't hear it. In the recording, it's captured all the packets. It's just that it wasn't able to deliver some, so it holds them and it delivers them. It tries to catch up with the voice. It's quite clever, and it sounds funny when you're listening to it, but in the recording, everything is preserved, so it's a nice system. And as you see, Abe just rejoined us, so that was it.
Yeah.
Abe was experiencing some bandwidth problems, and he's been he either popped out. Did you know you popped out, Abe? Or
So it like the whole program froze, and that's fine. All you got to do is close the window and click on that invitation file again for this room, and bam, you're back in. Everything works fine, and that's not too common. But for some reason, I guess where I'm at, I got some low bandwidth or something, so that's okay. It's pretty easy to fix, so yeah.
All righty.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vance, for leading this. I appreciate it.
Jenny says she sees lots of openings for leads, but not much for assist.
Yeah, I saw that too.
All right, let's do this.
I mean, I'll sign up for lead, but, I can't guarantee. Well, and I want to try it out at 10 Seesaw. I'm going to talk to our technology person, and because, that's something that we were really interested in. I helped run the conference in 2014,
mm-hmm.
and we never got it together. But if we have this forum and it's free, and we can use it, I don't see why we shouldn't, because it's Tennessee Seesaw, it's our state conference. So, I mean, it's completely appropriate, and it's a great technology tool. So I'm going to talk to him. So maybe I can get some practice in. So I might go ahead and sign up for a lead. And as long as someone else is going to be there in case, it's not as successful as I thought it would be.
Yeah, I mean, if someone's going to be there, I'm sorry, go ahead. You go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that it's easy to work with, and that's really to be encouraged. And ideally, the purpose of this tool is to, the use we would like to see it put is to share things like that, to bring each other to each other's conferences. It's been a long time goal and dream to, and also I have something I call Learning Together, which is, it's a learningtogether.pbworks.com, and the way it works is that ideally I like if someone wants to make a presentation or if you wanted to make your conference a part of this, if any sessions were at a time convenient to Learning Together, then you could write on the wiki. So you could put your events on the wiki and schedule them. I'll just put I'll put that link here. Together at pbworks.com.
Sorry to butt in, Vance, but Jenny came up with a really good idea, and we did this in the past. If there are no assists left, I mean, what you could do is you could just simply join. You could just be the third person in the webcasting session, just kind of watch and see what's going on.
Yeah, and you can pull up a chair. People are friendly.
Yeah.
They don't bite.
Yeah. And then there you go. And then you'll see what's going on. You'll feel a lot better before you lead a session. Yeah, so do that. That's perfect.
Excellent. Okay.
So this is Learning Together. And,
yes, I see that. Excellent.
I'm going to put it on the program. So what you do on this page, these are all the events we have planned. But you can just write them in. If you asked to join this wiki, I would accept, and you could write on the wiki if you wanted.
Okay.
Applies to anybody who I know, and then you can schedule events and be part of Learning Together.
I'm sending you a request right now.
Okay, great. Okay. Yes, okay, Ginny, thank you. Everybody. So this is
right,
kind of a Learning Together session as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time of Learning Together, by the way.
Thank you, learning together. Learning times.
Okay.
All right, so I'm just signing out.
All right, me
okay.
too. Bye.
Well, I'll hang out then and make sure, well, maybe the session leader will do it, but someone needs to stay to the very end and turn off the recording. If somebody wants to turn off the recording, so we want to practice that. Pull down tools, recording, and turn off the recording. We should hear the recording come on and say, the recording has stopped.
Would that be recorder?
Yes, the
pull down tools, find recorder, and then click on